The United States says it's agreed with Palestine to take a more active role in peace talks with Israel, and a target of 2014 has been set for reaching a two-state compromise. Christopher Tester speaks to independent Jewish Australian journalist Anthony Lowenstein, who says the talks are merely a facade.
The whole peace talks issue really is delusional, and I think what people need to be aware of is that we've been talking about peace talks for 20 years, and the whole discussion about peace talks is actually a wonderfully effective cover for Israeli colonization in the West Bank. So it is basically Israel and America on one side and the very weakened, complicit Palestinians on the other side. So there's no chance whatsoever of any kind of just, equal outcome. And yes, we can talk about 2014 and the hope that there's some kind of change in the Middle East situation. But what's happening throughout all these years is the occupation has got worse and worse and worse. And there are now over 500,000 illegal Jewish settlers in the West Bank. And that's been happening during so-called peace negotiations. That's the reality on the ground. I've spent time over there. I've seen that with my own eyes.
And what's Palestine's position in all this? They would obviously be aware of their own situation. What would they be hoping to achieve during the negotiations?
Well, it's complicated in a way, and I'll summarise it briefly. Now, the Palestinians obviously in some ways are divided. You have Hamas who runs Gaza, and they have no involvement in the peace negotiations. They're excluded. The Western powers don't want to talk to Hamas at all. So they're not even part of the discussion. Gaza is seemingly being ignored. In the West Bank, you have the Palestinian Authority, who's the Mahmoud Abbas, who's the nominal president of Palestine. And we shouldn't forget his term expired a few years ago, so he's actually there illegitimately anyway. And the Palestinian Authority is primarily funded and supported and armed and trained by the US and the EU to manage the occupation for Israel. Now, publicly, the Palestinian Authority talks about a Palestinian state, the end of the occupation, but in reality, and there was something called the Palestine Papers that was released through Al Jazeera a few years ago, which outlined in detail, it was leaked documents, which showed that you had senior Palestinian Authority officials not even pushing Israel for any serious kind of concession. They were very happy, far too happy, to accept a what you'd call a Bantustan Palestinian state, so no state at all, in short. So the PA, the Palestinian Authority, talks about independence and the end of the occupation, but in reality on the ground, they actually are benefiting financially from an ongoing situation where Israel funds, and the US for that matter, funds and supports the status quo, which is the greatest tragedy at all. While throughout all this, the Palestinian people, the millions of Palestinians, are actually suffering under occupation and the situation's getting worse. In the last 20 years, the most brilliant political minds in Israel have been the settlers. I fundamentally oppose what they stand for, but they're brilliant because they've actually cleverly, in the military, in politics, and all levels of government, have put in place, in legal ways, various officials and individuals who are pushing the pro-settler agenda. The result of that is, here we are in 2013, and you have now, as I said, roughly 600,000 Jewish settlers, occupied territory, Jewish settlers, none of whom have any right to be there. And throughout all this process, Israel cannot even accept for 1 minute to stop building settlements. And I think a lot of people who haven't been there don't maybe realise the devastating effect of that. Palestinian villages are being increasingly targeted by radical Jewish settlers. There are violent attacks against Palestinians on a daily basis. The Israeli army that is based in the West Bank is not an army keeping both sides apart. They are the settlers' army. That is the reality, and many of the soldiers themselves are settlers. So it sounds like I'm very pessimistic. In the short term, the situation is very grim. But in the slightly longer term, I think it's better because there's a growing global awareness that the status quo can't survive. Israel is starting to face and will increasingly face what South Africa under apartheid faced, which is boycotts, divestments and sanctions. It's to say, if you practice apartheid against the Palestinians, which is what Israel's been doing for decades, you won't be treated as an international citizen and therefore you should be boycotted. And that is exactly where this debate is going. Much of the Western press is a bit scared about talking about that, but that is where it's going, and in the next 5, 10, 15 years, boycotts against Israel are only going to get more popular.